That's what it says. Seek God's kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things. That's what you want to, that's what you want to find out. His way of doing it, not the way you want to do it, not the way the devil's trying to get you to do it, not the way, somebody else, you want to find out. He said, all these things, what? Clothes, shoes, houses, land, property, cars, whatever, they'll be added. He'll show you how to get them. He'll know, he'll put you in contact with the right people. You won't get squandered. You won't get cheated. Amen. He'll show you the scoundrel trying to take the advantage of you. You'll be able to avoid a lot of stuff. See, a lot of your money wasted on people that's unfair. You buy stuff that is just not, you don't need it. And stuff you buy, you waste money you could be putting it on your house. Oh, yeah. And that stuff you got, it can't not able to put a roof over your head. I know I'm telling the truth. But when you get revelation, you know what's first. You know how to put everything in the proper place. You know God come first. And what he says, my giving, my doing, my obedience to him first. When I know any salary I get, any increase I get, it's all automatic. It's in my account. And that's not going to get touched. It's there. Because, see, sometimes I get an offering. It ain't Sunday. But I don't get to spend and say, uh-oh. I never done that. Because I plan, I got it in a position that it doesn't get used because it's already called for. Do y'all understand me? I don't go out and plan what I'm going to buy. It's not included in my spending budget. It's God's offering and what I'm going to sow. So it's not even in this budget over here. So you'll have to try to come up with it. When I first started out, I did some of that dumb stuff. I don't do that stuff. God supplies my need, and I rejoice. I don't get under pressure because something shows up. I just know it's taken care of. You can ask people that I deal with. You can go ask them, does this man pay his bill? You know what they'll tell you? Betcha. And I'll say this in closing. My wife and I are getting ready to move to another level in this revelation light. There are things we step out and do by faith. I want to get to a place where, and it's good to use your faith till you get it developed. And I've learned how to believe God, and I'm still learning. I don't fret when something come up to give. Hallelujah. I don't struggle, say, oh, that's too much. You need to get rid of that kind of thinking. God don't have anything that's too much. That he can't handle it. Sure, they got prices outrageous. You know that, I know that. Sure, you know it's stuff out there. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. If you don't need it, there's a lot of stuff you can leave off that you don't need. Be putting it on your house. Or something that's of value. That tea cake, that cinnamon roll, that donut, you didn't have to have that. You could have got by without it. You know what I'm telling the truth about. But you spent that money knowing you need to put on a bill. You got your bill in your belly. And they're not going to take your belly for your bill that you need to be paid. No, they're not. They want some money. You promise them, so take care of your obligation. Hello? Amen. Don't be trying to sneak around. You made the commitment, fulfill it. Become a man, become a woman of integrity. I don't even know why I'm doing this, but I'm doing it. Become a man or woman of integrity. You put your word out, stand by it. Don't see how you can try to get around it. And it said, if I'm going to see, can I? No, if I owe you, I need to pay you. Come on now. Y'all got to talk to me better, because you're going to make me open my Bible back up now. Hello?
Hello?
And be that kind of a person. Be a man. Be a woman of your word. Then people will trust you. I can get way more than I want to pay for. I mean, I go get it. Just go get it. But you know what? I won't do it. I get what I need. Believe God all every step of the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Revelation is coming to us in a greater way that we can walk in these things. God wants you to have this. But you got to learn how to manage where you are. If you can't manage $15, who's going to give you $200? If you can't take care of what's another man, who's going to let you have your own? I let you have my car, and you got, when you got it, it was clean and shine. You bring it back and muddy and bent up. You know, you ain't going to get that car anymore. You are not going to get it. You just signed your release from it. Come on, Brother Sharon and Brother whoever, Lewis. Yeah, all y'all, whoever, who's supposed to do it. Let's come on, because like I said, that didn't cost you anything. I hadn't had my... They call it dinner, but I hadn't had myself, and my stomach is fussing at me now. And so I don't know how much you're going to get, but they can wait till I get to the house. So y'all come on. You ever had your stomach to fuss at you? Oh, growling at you? Anybody ever had to that? My stomach want to fuss at me, but I'm all right. We're going to get done what we're supposed to get done here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't God good, y'all? Did the Lord help anybody tonight?
Amen.
Did anybody get into help? Did you get encouraged? Inspired? Huh? Stand with me, let's all agree. Father, we pray and we agree that these seeds that we are sowing will bring great increase to your people. Stuff that's been taken from them, stuff that the ancestor even sowed, and they hadn't, and that harvest hadn't been reaped yet. I said, come to them now. Come to them. Surprise money. Come to them now. Come to these, your God's people. We call for it. We thank you for direction. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for guidance. Thank you, Lord, that you abundantly supplies our need. You see everything. Nothing is hidden from you. Nothing is unknown to you. We release our faith within this giving tonight, that increase come in abundance in every home, every individual. And we thank you. And Father, anybody viewing us tonight that don't know you, I want to say to them as we close here, say, Jesus, you are real, and tonight I make you my Lord. I receive you, Jesus. Come in my heart. This night, I let your life begin in me and what I used to do. stops. Thank you, Jesus. I'm born again. I'm yours now. Live in me. Through me. Teach me. I will obey. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right.